Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I had been calling for over a week and a half. Like, I got a letter saying they needed more information, I guess, on the separation from my job or something. And yeah, I'm really just trying to get my unemployment. 'Cause yeah, I'm literally cashing in the last bit of my change that I have just to get some food.
Okay, you saying that you need to file a new claim.
I filed a claim
So
and I
how?
got a letter about the determination saying that they needed to speak further, but I can't get a hold of anybody. And I've called for over a week and a half and left a voicemail like it says to, but nobody's calling me back.
Okay, and did they say what the issue is?
They needed more information on, I guess, the reason of separation or something. Like,
Okay.
this has been, I filed my claim well over a month ago. I don't understand how y'all expect people to, like, not end up homeless at the rate, it takes to get anything done.
Okay, have you checked your claimant portal to see what the pending issues are?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and what are
And
the pending issues?
it says pending the separation and then direct deposit. And I got a letter saying that they needed more information from me and to call this, the Montgomery number, which I have a
Okay.
million frickin' times, and nobody is calling me back.
And what is your direct deposit? You have direct deposit, which.
I'm not getting any money yet.
No, excuse me. My question is, did you select the prepaid benefits card or the direct deposit?
When I first did it, I guess I hit a direct deposit, but then I went in and did for the prepaid card, and but it's still saying pending, like as an issue, and that was minimum 3, 4 weeks ago.
Okay, so it is a delay because if it has a separation issue and then the payment method. Now, but you said that how did you update it to the prepaid card?
On the portal.
Okay, and you did a weekly certification last week and this week?
Oh, I've done about five now.
Okay, so that means yes, you did one last week and this week.
Yes.
Okay, so the other thing you can do, since you can't get through to the inquiry on the phone, you can create a ticket. Would you like me to give you the instructions on how to create the ticket to update the information as well?
Yes.
And then any other questions you have, this is how you can ask about your claim.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
The website is adol.alabama.gov, and that's the word doll with one L and then an A on the beginning. ADOL
Okay.
dot Alabama dot gov.
Okay.
And Alabama is spelled out.
All right.
Once you get there, select the I am category at the top, IAM, and choose claim it from the drop-down box.
Yes.
And then scroll down till you see request or provide claim information.
Okay.
In the middle of the page, it's going to say, please select a subject. Your subject will be, let's see, your subject would be weekly certification problem.
Okay.
And then right below that is say comment and questions section. This is where you let them know the reason you're no longer working, the date you started working, your last day of work, and that you want to update your payment method to the prepaid card.
Okay.
And
I've already put in the information about why I'm not working, when I worked, and
you have to do it again because you said it hasn't been updated yet. So you want to
It's been plenty of time, so I'm sure the employers responded and the letter said that they needed more information from me, I guess. So, but they don't call anybody back.
Okay, put that on there too.
Okay.
And then submit it.
Okay. I can do that.
Is there any further assistance needed?
I hope not.
Oh, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.